in case you've missed it, it's Father's Day. And Wes is going to come and talk to us a bit about his experiences of growing up with a different kind of father. Yeah, it is.
So, I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm going to share it with you. So, my biological father left my mum when I was very young. She did remarry, but unfortunately, that also didn't work out. Now, this left my mum with two twin babies, one of whom had a disability. So, and she swore that she'd never get married again after two marriages. But she met my stepdad when I was about 12 or 13. And after a little while, I was a bit wary because another man was on the scene. I didn't want my mum to get hurt. But after a little while, I knew he was a very special person. Not just because he took two twins on, but one of them had a disability. And the time that I knew he was a very special person was when he said to my mum, "I want to help you care for Wes." And he gave me a wash. And in that moment, I knew that this man was perhaps very special. A little while later, they wanted to get married. I wasn't happy because, again, I didn't want my mum to get hurt. But again, I said to my dad, "If you hurt my mum, I won't be very happy." And he just said, "Give me a chance." And from that day forward, really, he has been my dad, in inverted commas. Now, some of you might say he was brave for taking on two teenagers, one with a disability. Others of you might say he was stupid. I don't know which one you would agree with me. But he helped me to be the man I am today. I wouldn't be the man I am today without the example that he set. He loved me, kept me safe, assisted me, gave me advice, helped me with my homework. And I don't just mean my schoolwork, he helped me with my university work. So this is how far it goes back. He supported me. He was there when I made mistakes. He's always the first person I turn to when I get into trouble. When my wheel fell off in the middle of the clean aisle in Tesco, the first phone call I made was, "Dad, can you come pick me up? My wheel's fallen off." And he was like, "I'll be there in a minute, don't worry." So, and he helped my mum with my physical care when I was younger, as I just said. He helped me to move into my flat and made sure it was nice and safe. He's a facilities manager, so he went round and he made a list of 40 snags and gave them to the council. I don't think the council knew quite what he did. And he's always made me feel safe. He's always listened to me. He told me that there was always something better to do than shouting at somebody. He's a role model. I can only hope that I'm half the man he is. He's been empathetic, kind, caring, and so much more. He's not scared to tell me when he thinks I've got things wrong. Once I called my mum an old cow, and he wasn't very happy. But he did the right thing. He protected my mum, and he's always protected my mum. And he's always been there for me and my brother. You know, and he comes up with ideas that make my life easier. If he could own a wheelchair service, or he'd do that, if he could sort out the world would be a good place. You know, because he does so much for me. He thinks of things that I haven't even thought of. You know, and he's just such a loving and kind father. You know, and what I want to say is a father is so much more than biology. You know, and he's the best. He's my stepdad through marriage, but he's the only person that I've been proud to call dad. So I want to invite you today, as it's Father's Day, maybe there's somebody in your life that has acted, that has either, obviously he's your father, or has acted in the role of a father figure. Let's give thanks for them, shall we? And let's give thanks to our Heavenly Father, who does so much of what my dad does for me. He protects us, cares for us, loves us. So let's give him thanks. I'm going to pray now. Lord God, we thank you for fathers and father figures. We thank you for the love and nurturing and the practical help that you've given us, Lord. We thank you for today, a day that's able to celebrate. We know that for some people, Father's Day won't always be a happy day. It will be a day full of mixed emotions. But Lord, help us to give thanks for the fathers that we've had. In Jesus' name.
Now, our reading this morning is about a slightly disparate aspect of fatherhood. We think of God's love and provision. But another part of fatherhood, perhaps, is protection. Physical care for your children in the face of those who might hurt them. Can I have a volunteer to read? John, would you like to come and read? You've been volunteered.
Chapter 1, verses 7 to 15. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust him. But with an overwhelming flood, he will make an end of Nineveh. He will pursue his foes in the realms of darkness. Whatever they plot against the Lord, he will bring to an end. Trouble will not come a second time. They will be entangled among thorns and drunk from the wine. They will be consumed like dry stubble from you. Nineveh has one come forth who plots evil against the Lord and devises wicked plans. This is what the Lord says. Although they have allies and numerous, they will be destroyed and pass away. Although I have afflicted you, Judah, I will afflict you no more. Now I will break their yoke from your neck and tear your shackles away. The Lord has given a command concerning you, Nineveh. You will have no descendants to bear your name. I will destroy the images and idols that are in the temple of your gods. I will prepare your grave for you. For you are vile. Look there on the mountains, the feet of one who brings good news, who proclaims peace. Celebrate your festivals, Judah, and fulfill your vows. No more will the wicked invade you. They will be completely destroyed.
We're on to the book of the prophet Nahum this morning. Have you ever heard a sermon on Nahum before?
No.
No. It's interesting to look at these books that we don't talk about very often. But sometimes it's really hard. I read this book, all three chapters of it, and just thought, ouch, it's not a nice book, it's not an easy read. It doesn't gel with the notion of God loving and accepting everyone. Instead, God is a God of holiness and of justice. Assyria, the embodiment of human evil and terror. We could think of it as Nazi Germany would be to Jews of the Second World War. Judah had lived through almost a century of this, during which time Jonah had preached, and we'll hear a bit more about that in a couple of weeks' time. But you might remember that after Jonah warned them, Assyria turned from their wickedness. Unfortunately, it didn't last long, and here they are back to their old ways. Oppression, cruelty, ruthless military actions, not just to Judah, but to many neighbouring peoples. The judgment pronounced by the prophet Nahum was deserved. God had offered warnings through Jonah, had offered second chances, and they had not repented. This judgment is the wrath of a God who is slow to anger, but that anger has now been aroused. The love of God for innocent people leads him to step in where those innocent people are being hurt. And as we have done the last few weeks, we're going to watch a short video this morning. I didn't realise that we were going to do it the last couple of weeks, so I thought I was being clever, but we seem to be on a theme. As we watch it together, the question we're always asked to look out for at college is, what is the good news? So I urge you to keep that question in mind as we look at this book. There are still places in the world where war, violence, oppression and injustice are rife, where people mistreat one another, where God is grieved by the death of the innocent. And I thought this morning that we could spend some time in prayer for those places. These prophets spoke a revolutionary idea at the time that the God of Israel was interested and had power over other parts of the world, even where they didn't acknowledge him. So, to give us focus, I'd like us this morning to acknowledge God's work in Ukraine, in Ethiopia, in China and in Brazil, although we might want to widen our thoughts beyond these specific situations. We're going to break into groups and pray for these situations in the world, coming alongside our brothers and sisters and asking God to intervene to bring justice. So if I can ask the people on this side, as there's few of you, to get together in a group, and maybe Marion and John backwards and Linda, Hazel, Alan forwards could get together in a group. I've got some information sheets from an organisation called Human Rights Watch. Those of you on Zoom, I will turn the sound off on the computer and you can pray together for Ukraine if you would, because I think that situation's the most well known without the information sheet. Before I let them go this morning to your teas and coffees, I do have something to say. If someone would like to go and get the children back in, Wes, do you want to? You offered. While they go and get those in, we're going to sing another song. We're going to sing To Be In. I called you all back in because I wanted to speak to you for a moment. As you know, I finish college next week. As you also know, the church has offered me a permanent place here from September, and I'm very grateful for your confidence in me. Unfortunately, after a lot of prayerful consideration and discussion, I've decided not to take the church up on the offer. This isn't a decision I've made lightly, and I don't know what God has in store for me. I do ask that you continue to pray for me as I will continue to pray for you. I love you all so much and I'll be really sorry to leave you, but I don't think I'm the right person to lead the church into the future. I'm sure that God has something good planned for you here, a continuing work for you to do. And it really made me think this morning as we started our service with a song where the music kept breaking down. And, you know, you'd think the music is a vital part of the song, but we continued. And we enjoyed it and we worshipped without it. And we were glad when it came back. And I take that as a picture that life continues, God's work continues, and I pray his blessing on you. So can we pray together? Lord, you know the plans you have for us as individuals and as a church. Sometimes your plans are not our plans, Lord. And you know that for me the past few years have not worked out the way I intended. I pray your blessing and guidance for me going forward. And more than that, I pray your blessing upon this church. Would you hold them, comfort them, encourage them and lead them in the ways you would have them go. Send the right people at the right time that they might know you at work in this place. And speak to each one of us here today, calling us into the part you would have us play in your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Can we say the grace? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,